This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Poland's president, Andrzej Duda, said Wednesday there is no evidence that a missile that hit Poland near its border with Ukraine was an intentional attack. He said the landing of the Russian-made missile in a rural area, killing two people, was most likely an accident. He said there is absolutely no indications that it was a direct attack on Poland, so the fact that Polish territory was hit with the rocket was not a result of someone's intentional activity. Poland was not a target for the rocket, so in fact, Poland was not attacked. Duda added that Tuesday's incident involved a rocket that was most probably a Russian-made Soviet-era missile that was part of Ukraine's air defense system. Britain faces major security threats from the trio of Russia, China, and Iran, which all use coercion, intimidation, and violence to pursue their interests. This, according to the UK's domestic intelligence spy chief. On Wednesday, Ken McCallum, director general of the MI5, added to mounting warnings from British authorities about Russia's aggression and China's growing assertiveness. He also singled out Iran as a mounting concern, saying that UK authorities have uncovered at least 10 potential threats this year to kidnap or even kill British or UK-based individuals that are perceived as enemies of the regime. In an address Tuesday evening at his Florida estate, Donald Trump has announced he will seek a second term in the White House, even as many Republican strategists were urging Trump to delay this announcement. If successful, he would be the second president in U.S. history to serve two non-consecutive terms. You're listening to VOA News. Elon Musk is giving Twitter employees until the end of the day Thursday to decide if they want to keep their jobs. Julie Walker has more.
According to an email new owner Elon Musk sent to Twitter workers, they have until 5 p.m. Thursday to click yes on a link if they want to be part of the new Twitter, which he calls a software and servers company at its heart. Employees who don't reply by that time will receive 3 months severance pay, according to the email. Musk said Twitter will be much more engineering-driven, with employees who write great code comprising the majority. The billionaire, who completed the $44 billion takeover of the social media site last month, has already fired much of its full-time workforce by email. Julie Walker, New York.
After a week of vote counting and close races across the United States, the results of the 2022 midterm elections are finalizing. Democrats held their majority in the U.S. Senate, while Republicans are still poised to take control of the U.S. House of Representatives, despite a poorer-than-expected showing. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
Republicans are expected to win a very narrow majority in the U.S. House of Representatives. President Joe Biden.
I think we're going to get very close in the House, but I think it's going to be very close, but I don't think we're going to make it.
But Democrats won key races across the country, preventing an expected Republican red wave, often defeating candidates handpicked to run by former President Donald Trump. If Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock wins the December 6 runoff against Republican challenger Herschel Walker, Democrats will hold a 51-49 majority in the U.S. Senate. If Warnock loses, Vice President Kamala Harris, a Democrat, will have the tie-breaking vote in a 50-50 Senate. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
Journalists covering two major international events in Cambodia and Indonesia this week have been obstructed from their work. A producer for the U.S. news outlet, ABC News, was pushed when she tried to ask a question during President Joe Biden's meeting with China's leader, Xi Jinping. Separately, journalists from The Voice of America and The Voice of Democracy were denied access to a press conference by Cambodia's Prime Minister Hun Sen during the ASEAN summits being held in Phnom Penh. Authorities in Pakistan said Wednesday that militants had ambushed and killed at least six members of a provincial police force. The early morning attack took place in the Laki Marwat district in the country's northwest. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.